Leviticus chapter 14, verses 34 through 45. And we also reference Genesis 4, verse 10. We'll be reading from the King James Version for Leviticus 14 and the King and the New NIV for the Genesis chapter 4, verse that one verse, verse 10. It says, when ye become into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for a possession, and I put the plague of leprosy in a house of the land of your possession, and he that owneth the house shall come and tell the priest, saying, it seemeth to me there is as it were a plague in the house. Then the priest shall command that they empty the house before the priests go into it to see the plague, that all that is in the house be not made unclean. And afterwards the priest shall go in to see the house, and he shall look on the plague, and behold, if the plague be in the walls of the house with hollow streaks, or streaks it says, greenish and reddish, which in the sight are lower than the wall, then the priest shall go out of the house to the door of the house and shut up the house 7 days. And the priest shall come again the seventh day, and shall look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the walls of the house, the priest shall command that they take away the stones in which the plague is, and they shall cast them into an unclean place without the city. And he shall cause the house to be scraped within round about, and they shall pour out the dust that they scrape off without the city into an unclean place. And they shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones, and he shall take other mortar and shall plaster the house. And if the plague come again and break out in the house after that he hath taken away the stones, and after he hath scraped the house, after it is plastered, then the priest shall come and look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the house, it is a fleeting leprosy in the house, it is unclean. And he shall break down the house, the stones of it, and timber of, and all the mortar of the house, and he shall carry them forth out the city into an unclean place. Genesis 4 verse 10 says, the Lord said, what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Lord, I ask for your power and grace to reside upon me. Bring a word like only you can. Please help me, Lord, in this dire time, in this time where people are looking for hope, people are looking for truth, people are looking for life. In the midst of a divisive time, where even from the top of the house to the bottom of America, we deal with racial unrest, we deal with a global pandemic, and we deal with a still fighting in the midst for equality. We ask for your power and grace to move in the midst of this word. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I want to speak to you from the subject, if walls could talk. If walls could talk. I almost wanted to say if sidewalks could talk. If concrete could talk. I almost wanted to go back and say if trees could talk. But for the sake of making sure that I'm inclusive of all my audience, I'm going to just leave it at if walls could talk. Yeah. But don't think I'm just coming at America or different people other than black, because I'm coming at everybody with this one, including myself. The house was eroding before the hall. See, first of all, you got to look at chapter 13 to understand 14, because in chapter 13, they begin to talk about how people get leprosy. And then chapter 14 begins to tell you how it goes in the house. So if you don't deal with the small problem becomes a community problem if you don't handle your individual problem. What you don't understand is whatever sinful nature that you don't conquer affects other people other than you. Your sin affects people in your family. Your sin affects people outside of your family. And when you don't deal with the leprosy or whatever issues you have in your house, it begins to seep out into the community. And when the community gets sick, the state gets sick. When the state gets sick, the nation gets sick. When the nation gets sick, the world gets sick. And so we're dealing with a pandemic. When the children of Israel left Egypt, they did not leave empty-handed. The text says in the book of Exodus that they took all the gold and silver. Back then, they didn't have banks and trust and savings and loans to keep the money and the valuables safe. That they were tied to treasures in the wall. See, because they knew that raiders or marauders would come and loot, but they didn't know when they would come. Now, because they were living in the lower Judean hills, they were susceptible to rain. Their living quarters were made of clay and plaster and mud. On top of it, it's raining constantly, and the houses being made of clay, plaster, and mud, there is gold and silver they hid in the walls. Now, what is hidden in the walls have been exposed to the elements. The raw materials now have forced into the walls. See, just in case you lost, let me tell you this. See what's going on? The home has streaks in it because of what they hid in the walls. Oh, yeah, y'all don't hear what I'm saying? See, they hid that people were already here in America in the walls. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying? See, y'all thought Christopher Columbus discovered America and they made us learn that. But even in first and second grade, I say, but if the Indians were here and I got in trouble, mama had to come to the school because I said, if the Indians were here, I'm in trouble because I'm asking a question. But see, when you begin to hide what your history is in the walls and put lies in the midst of a textbook, the walls will cry out. God told Cain, I hear the blood of your brother Abel calling out to me. America, I hear the blood of your brothers calling out to me. I hear them on the sidewalk bleeding. And people get mad because somebody is facing art. Repaint it. People mad because people burning up buildings. Repaint it. Rebuild it. You've taken countless black lives, but you fussing about a police station getting burned down. Years of oppression, and you talking to me about Wendy's. I believe God allowed the world to stand still so people could finally hear that black lives do matter. I don't know where God's going with this because I sure wrote something other than this down. But I believe the streets talking. Y'all don't want to listen to Jesse. Y'all don't want to listen to Al Sharpton. Let's go burn down this police station. That's what they're saying. I ain't saying it's right, but I do understand. There's an unrest that's going on because we keep trying to hide the history of this nation. And instead of addressing the problem, and you telling me to go home, I built this. Slaves built this. But you telling me to go back home. You go home, you ain't build it. I know I'm supposed to be preaching. I'm going to preach. I promise you the Lord shall be in the midst of this sermon, but I just had to go ahead and address this because what it is the reason why the streets are burning is because people like me ain't saying nothing. So if we don't say nothing, they gonna light your house on fire. You best be glad I'm addressing it from the pulpit. Because the problem is, it's never been listened to when people with intellectual sense say stuff. So now that a building has been burned, now that art has been defaced, now that they burnt down a police station, now you're listening a little more, but we've been getting killed for 401 years. Arbery died and Trayvon Martin died and George Floyd, yes, he died. And people say, why are you making a hero? He's the one you're paying attention to, so that's why I use him. Walls could talk. But not only is walls the reason why the walls are talking and we're falling apart, because we ain't dealt with our own families, white and black, yellow and brown. See, some of us come to church as if nothing is wrong with us and nothing wrong with our lives. But truth be told, if some flies could talk. Oh, y'all don't hear me. I ain't going to say roaches, but because I hope you ain't got too many of those. But if flies on the wall could talk, what would they say about your secret life? Because we all have some unresolved issues and ailments in the life where if our walls could talk, they would change colors. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Because you're holding unforgiveness against somebody for something that happened years ago, and you're walking around with streaks in your walls. Oh, see, I can't address America without addressing myself, because some of us are quiet because we know our lives ain't together, and if we say something, we got holes in our armor. I heard Brother West talk about Obama every day, but I ain't heard him say nothing about Trump. Now, normally I don't call names, but my arm hurt. I'm going to blame it on the Percocet. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Some of us have marriages. I would sing that song right now. But some of us have marriages that are crumbling because we brought some unresolved issues within ourselves that we hid in the walls and did not deal with. Now our mess is leaking out into our marriage and affecting our families because we have not quarantined the walls. We don't realize that our issues are infecting everybody in the house and everybody around the house. So now your children are sick from your stuff and your spouse is sick from your stuff because of some stuff you hid in the walls. And now what you left is created streaks in the wall. And as you have more streaks in the walls in the homes of America, then so goes America. If their families are not healthy and the churches are not healthy, how can America ever be healed? Now, when the priest comes, he has to do several things. The first thing he has to do is examine the evidence. He has to look at what's in the house, and then he has to wait 7 days. He does this because sometimes you have issues that are past and not sustained. See, if the priest finds a streak, though, Sister Cat, is still present when he, if it's still a present, the rod when he comes the second time, he must scrape and clean the fungus down so that it would not return. However, if he does all this and the fungus returns again, it's a sign that leprosy is in the house. He's left with no choice than to tear down the entire house and start all over again. Some of us have some stuff in our house that only God can get rid of. I'm not talking to the perfect, headstrong, pious, and stoic Christian in the house that never did anything wrong. I'm talking to the people that understand that they are messed up and not perfect and need God to help them straighten out their lives and their houses. Leprosy is a sin, but it starts off small, Sister Peaches. But if you don't deal with it, it will invade the entire house. It started in chapter 13 with an individual. Then it got to the house in chapter 14. I see, I'm talking to some people that had some small issues that you never dealt with that have become larger and larger the longer that you continue to ignore it. But aren't you glad that you serve a God that can clean your house? See, we got to clean our house before we clean America's house. Oh, yeah, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. You can't go spring clean in America if you ain't spring clean at home, because they're going to look for a scandal in your life. Get your armor ready, saints. Get your armor ready, preachers. Get your armor ready, advocates. Get your armor ready, NAACP. Get your armor ready, SCLC. Get your armor ready, black man. Get your armor ready, black woman. Get your armor ready, non-racist white people. Get it ready, because they're coming for you, and you got to get your house together before you can speak. Oh, see, God is saying, although you have some stuff behind your walls others can't see, I see it. Ain't it funny how we get all upset and cry when it go wrong, but we didn't cry till we got caught? If you can cry in your secret place before it go public, you will get some healing. God is challenging some of us to believe that by the time we get finished listening to this sermon, by the time we figure out if Maxwell gonna stand up or stay sitting down, that God is gonna clean the house before I get home. Let the atmosphere be different. Let attitudes be resolved. Let sinful nature be dissipated. God, I can't go back into the same mess I've been in for years. Once I leave church today, I'm tired of being happy in church on Sunday morning and sad once I hit Beachmont or Warwick Drive. I'm tired of going to home to a reality that's not like my fake praise at church. We always speak and teach about Jesus healing people with leprosy, but we never stop to figure out where it came from. Yes, leprosy is a communicable disease, but isn't it interesting that all of them contracted it at home? I know some of y'all can't say amen or blow your horns right now, but I know some of y'all home makes you sick. Sometimes you make up errands to run after work just so you won't go home. Some of y'all try to do ministry after ministry at church and try to use me for an excuse. I'm like, no, I reduce your ministry down. Your boo ain't going to be blaming me for you not being at home. You ain't coming here to do ministry. You coming here to hide. But I need, some of y'all probably out there saying, you know what, God, if you're going to clean houses, clean mine, start with mine, and I'll be the first to tell you, I need God to clean mine too. And truth be told, I'm the only one that live there. Percocet. In verse 37, he says, we have to examine the wall and the foundation. We probably ain't going to be able to use 8 o'clock. What was your marriage? And they got music chiming in. I'm trying to preach. Like, what are y'all doing? I know why I'm acting a nut, but why y'all playing music? Anyway, they done found my prescriptions in my bag or something. What was your marriage built on? Was it built on a fairy tale looking at a Lifetime movie? Was it built on sex from looking at a porno movie? You thought it was going to pick you up on a white horse and ride you off into the sunset? Nobody told you that there would be some bumpy roads and some potholes along the way. You didn't know that the body he had was going to go from chiseled to flabby. You didn't know that you both had strong personality. You both moody, and submit is a curse word in your house. You're wondering where all this went wrong. Maybe all of it went wrong in the foundation. Some of you got married because everyone you were hanging around got married and you didn't want to be left out. Some of us got married because she was so fine and the loving was so good, we had to lock it down. But if we get to the point that we do all things to bring glory to Christ, then we will be doing all things for the right reason, and the foundation will be healthy and no big bad wolf can come and blow it down. Can I talk to America? You're going to have to start tearing some stuff down and rebuilding it if you want. You know good and well you made the police to police me and to protect your property whenever Nat Turner or somebody had a rebellion. You started the police to keep me in subdued, to keep me subdued, to keep my foot, to keep your foot on my neck. You need to go and do some reform because you started it with an evil foundation. Police once started to protect and serve me. It was started to protect and serve white people that had slaves. So y'all went, oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying? See, I'm going to say something, and it ain't going to sound right, but it's what it is, because you're going to think I'm saying something wrong. So if you say the N-word, I'm coming for you. But you know how they say cracker. Cracker is the person that was cracking the whip. That's where the police derive from, keeping the slaves and the people in line and subdued. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? That's why we say free Michael Vick from killing the dog. Y'all ain't kill us all the time, and dogs were never our friend. We went ahead and accepted water because water is what we baptized in, but even with the fire hoses, water didn't feel too good either. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. I'm trying to preach, but I'm having a conversation at the same time. But But what I need you to understand is God has to be the center of your life if you're going to deal with it, because you got to deal with it in love. And see, some of y'all think I'm preaching hate, but I'm just preaching the truth, because until you begin to address the truth, you can't heal the problem. And because you keep hiding stuff in the walls and under the sheets of, ooh, I didn't even mean to say that, but and you keep hiding it, that just took me somewhere else, and you keep hiding it under the wall, and you keep sweeping racism under, and you wondering why there's an unrest, and you wondering why wind is getting burned down, and you wondering why police stations getting lit on fire, and you wondering why people writing Black Lives Matter in the streets and all over art and these different things, and because the streets are crying out, just like Abel's blood has been crying out, the black man's blood is saying, I'm tired! And the sidewalks are talking because the blood of black men that have been killed and murdered, judged and sentenced to death when they get arrested for loose cigarettes. I can't breathe. Man pleading for his life, and you still continue to sit there because you keep hiding your racism in the walls. You hide it behind the thin blue line. You hide it behind sheets, you hide it behind burning crosses, you hide it behind all lives matter, when you know good and well black lives don't matter to you. Remember when the white lady asked all the white people, stand up if you want to be treated like black people in America, and nobody stood up, and she came back and said, well, let me ask the question again, maybe you didn't hear it, because you know good and well you do not want to be treated like me. And I'm telling you right now, the walls are talking from the sidewalk, because the blood has been flowing for too long, and the black man and the black woman and minorities and decent white people are tired of the injustice going in the world. I know this ain't a regular Sunday service preaching, but I gotta address this nation. See, if you don't want to listen to Obama, if you don't want to listen to Al Sharpton, if you don't want to listen to people with microphones, the walls will talk. If walls can talk, they talking. The sidewalks started talking. Oh, Maxwell, you ain't said enough. Let me go blow up something. I'm sorry. Man, this don't feel like a sermon, but I know it is. But hey, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. I'm not a commercialized preacher anyway. Anyway, when the priests go to clean the situation, it's interesting that he inspects the dust and not the plaster. See, he's collecting dust because man was made from the dust of the ground. Remember, God cursed the serpent in Genesis and made him taste the dust of the ground for eternity, for the part he played in deceiving Eve to eat from the forbidden fruit. The dust in the text represent our carnal nature. I know some of us think we are so holy and so sanctified, but one day a preacher will stand over our dead body and say, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, and dust to dust. No matter how grand we think we are nothing but a bag of dust. Before you think you're better than everybody else, that you have it all together, remember that God made us out of dirt, and there is much dirt and disorder in our lives. The only thing that keeps us from falling totally apart is that he breathed. Oh, don't you feel that? He breathed the breath of life into us and gave us his spirit. He breathed the breath of life. So when they say, I can't breathe, they're saying, you crushing my spirit. You taking the life of God out of me. I can't breathe. It's such a powerful statement. Because he breathed the breath of life in you. See, this is what you got to understand, black people, white people, and everybody. God spoke the world into existence, and we don't even understand how in the world are we standing sideways in America, because if the earth is round, we're standing sideways, and a centrifugal force is going fast enough so you don't slide over, but not too fast that it throws you in the atmosphere. We're not so close to the sun that we burn up, but not too far away that we freeze. Come on, somebody. It's tilted on its axis, and we get winter at one time, and it's tilted another way, and we get summer in
the next time, how in the world did this happen? How in the world did he speak light into existence? We don't know if it's waves or particles or particles and waves. We don't even understand. How did he speak photosynthesis into existence? We don't even understand the seed totally. How in the world do I plant something in the ground and it grow because the sun hits it? Photosynthesis, we understand what it is, but we still really don't understand exactly how it works. How in the world did he speak the water into existence? How in the world does the water does not seep all over the earth and it just stops where it's supposed to stop without a wall there? How in the world do an earthquake happen and the world still stayed? I don't know how it happened, but all I know is my God spoke it into existence. But when it came to you and me, he stooped down and made us with his own hand and breathed the breath of life in us. How dare you take that from a man? You can't speak a man into existence. You can't breathe life into him, yet you continue to take life as if you are the one that made life. I can't breathe. I don't even know where I'm going. That way you got to be careful of what you say. So I'm going to talk to some of my white friends right now. Some of y'all, if you ain't going to post something good about Black Lives Matter, don't post at all, because it just give your racist white friends an ally to say something on your page. I know you got good hearts, but you need to understand the damage that you do. They just looking for a justifying reason to say Black Lives don't matter. I'm talking to you. Because see what a serpent does, a serpent, see the dust of the ground, a serpent has a split tongue, and one of it begins to smell what's going on, and it looks for one part of the tongue is there to smell things and know what odor is going on, and another one is to taste. But at the end of the day, it knows odor, and part of the tongue helps it find its mate. Come on, somebody. You gotta stop hanging around them slippery serpent that try to get you to say stuff you shouldn't say, because at the end of the day, a serpent, what they do, they begin to talk to you with a double tongue to see if I say something negative, can I get something out of you? If I keep on bringing gossip at you, can I keep on bringing gossip to you? Will you continue to listen? And if you keep on listening for too long, bad company corrupts good character. See, people can smell your disposition with their tongue to see if they can make you say something with your tongue. Like I said, some people might be offended by this sermon, but I feel like this is what I'm supposed to preach. Because at the end of the day, we don't give enough prophetic truth. We always want to make people feel good, jump up and dance. This ain't a time to dance sometimes. It's a time to be serious and address the issue. People keep saying, let's have a conversation, but them people ain't trying to conversate or converse. See, the devil usually showed up when dust is being kicked up in the house. Some of us need to go home and deal with the dust before Satan takes residence in our house. You've got to tell the devil, you gotta get out of my house. You may be able to mess with my neighbors, but for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. The way you do this is to give glory to God in spite of what you're going through. When I began to think about the dust being the problem, I began to think that everything is not spiritual warfare. Some of the mess is our own fault. If you will come to the conclusion that you need to humble yourself and that the world does not revolve around you, if you can come to a place when you give your entire life over to God, he will be able to put your life together correctly. The potter wants to put you back together again. The problem is that we are in the way. The priest said, I found a stone with the dust on it and removed it. Some of us need to remove some people in our lives that are no use to us. All they're doing is bringing confusion and hatred to us. Some black people prejudice. Now, you can't be racist because you ain't got the power to oppress nobody, but you can be prejudiced. Ain't too many. If you a racist black person, you Jay-Z. You Oprah Winfrey. Because ain't too many black people got enough power to be racist. You can be prejudiced, which is still not good. But it's hard for black people to be racist because racists are people that oppress of people. You feel me? So the thing about it is, you got to learn how to separate yourself from prejudiced black people. You got to learn to separate yourself from racism, prejudice, white people. And so does every nation of people have to do. Because if you continue to hang around them, you continue to think they're getting better. No, you're getting worse. Because bad company corrupts good character. You got to learn how to hang around people who are positive, who begin to uplift all people, and don't sit up there and tear anybody down. I don't hate white people. I don't hate the police. Some people may take this sermon as that way, but I got to preach the truth right now. Yeah, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. I mean, that's why I had a diverse panel. See, some of y'all need to create some space between some of your friendships so God can take you to another level and God can begin to use you and take you to another place. Some of our houses are messed up because we wait until... Stop waiting till you get home. Stop waiting till you get here to worship. You need to learn how to worship in your house. So God can cleanse that out of you. See, next week, thank y'all for doing the Exodus. I just didn't want to come back and be all crying my first day. They might have thought my shoulder was hurting. But that song, My Exodus, oh my God, worship like I don't know what. You got to learn how to worship in your own house and fortify yourself. That's when the enemy begins to flee from you. If he know that you're going to be okay on Sunday, he'll wait the Monday and get you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He'll give you one day. If the only day of victory you got is Sunday, baby, that's not a good day. If the only day you can really love black people, white people, Hispanic people, and all people is on Sunday morning, and the devil can make you hate Monday through Saturday. He don't care. He'll give you one day. He'll say, that's my Sabbath. See, let me hurry up and get out of here, man, because I'm just talking. See, you can't win by yourself, black people. We can't win by ourselves, white people, Hispanic people, Jewish people, whatever people are out here listening. You can't win by yourself. LeBron James realized that he couldn't win by himself, so he went and joined another team, got a ring. Then he went back and said, all right, you saw what I did over there? You know, I need you to put a ring on over here. And because you can be surrounded by the wrong people and not make a change. Some of you all have great intentions, but your friendships continue to hold you down because you continue to hang around people that don't think anything great of you and think that nothing can change through you. You continue to hang around limited-minded people. That's why you continue to act like the sky is the limit. Ain't no sky the limit. I'm going to outer space, baby. There's no ceiling on me. There's no ceiling on you. But if you continue to surround yourself with people that aren't taking you anywhere. So I know I ain't going to get, I knew I won't get a lot of shouts out this sermon. That's why I'm glad I'm preaching in here. I was like, I'm going to preach inside. Ain't nobody going to like this sermon. I'm going to go in there with the praise team. God, he moved the stone. You know God'll tear down a church if it ain't doing right. God'll tear down a nation if it ain't doing right. God'll tear down your house if it's not doing right. When God knocks down the walls of a church, he's doing it because he's getting ready for an expansion. He's getting ready to take you to another level. But when people start walking out of your life, you got to let them go. Can I tell you something right now? Right now, you're in the midst of a pandemic, and some of the people in your life have fallen off away from you, and you've lost touch of them because at the end of the day, one of y'all did not feel like the other one was that relevant anyway. And so now that you're in the midst of a pandemic, you have the excuse of doing what it is you really want to do. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying? And God is using this time to separate you from people you don't need to be connected to. Because sometimes when you're connected to people that you're not supposed to be connected to, they begin to mess you up. You do understand that an atom, the only thing leaves an atom is an electron, which is a negative charge, which means a positive charge never leaves an individual because you know you just made up of a whole bunch of atoms, right? Even though you're from Adam, you're still made of atoms. And you are a compound. You know what I'm saying? You're a compound. You got different elements in the midst of you. And so when you begin to hang around negative people, the only thing that leaves is the negative energy of them to balance y'all out. If positive energy ever leaves an atom, what happens? You got a nuclear bomb. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. I know I'm just talking around. But anyway, can I talk to leprosy right quick and get out of here? The first sign of leprosy is your lungs fail. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Ooh, I almost stood up and made somebody lose a bet. Look, the first sign of leprosy is your lungs fail. Yeah. See, if they go ahead and check their lungs, it's funny how the coronavirus and leprosy sound like the same thing, because although you have other symptoms, they got to put you on a respirator because your lungs begin to fail and you can't breathe. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying? I'm loving these I can't breathe t-shirts right now, because what it is happening is when the devil begins to try to attack you, the easiest place to attack you, to shut you down, is your lungs. But that's why God said everything that has breath, let it praise God. Can I go back to my old school story that I told y'all one time at First Baptist Denver that came to my mind? It was this man, he went to this and he went to this out of country experience, and he had this nice little bird that he bought. The bird was about $3,000, and the bird could talk all these different languages, Swahili and Hebrew, English. It could talk all types of stuff, Japanese. It could talk all these different languages. So the man said, oh, you know what? I'm going to buy this bird, and bought the bird because the bird could do so many different languages. Ship the bird home. Come on, somebody. Got home, and he came. Wife had a nice dinner, had a nice chicken, and he ate the chicken, and it was real good. And he said, oh, yeah, baby. Well, the bird that I sent here, it was exotic bird. Come on, somebody. And an exotic bird. And then she said, oh, I cooked that bird. That's what you just ate. He's like, how in the world did you cook that exotic bird that I sent here that cost $3,000? It can speak Swahili. It can speak Hebrew. It can speak all of those different languages. And she said, well, if it can talk all them languages, it should have said something without putting them in the oven. Can I talk to somebody right now? If you really say you love me, if you white, black, Hispanic, Gentile, or Jew, I need you to say something. I need you to open your mouth and speak out against this injustice. Don't say you my friend if your mouth is shut. Don't say you my friend if you ain't marching with me. Don't say you my friend if you can't say that it's injustice. Don't call me my friend. Don't call yourself my friend if you can't speak on the injustice. If you can't talk about Black Lives Matter. If you can't tell me that I can live. If you fussing about buildings more than you fussing about my life. Shut up and dribble. Because I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. But can I tell you one thing? Let everything that has a breath praise the Lord. I'm going to praise him when I'm doing good. I'm going to praise him when I'm doing bad. I praise him when I get choked. I praise him even though your knee on my neck. I praise him even though I can't breathe. I praise him even though I'm down the sidewalk. I praise him even though I get shot in the back. I praise him even though I get hit by cars. I praise him even though I get unjustly arrested. I praise him. You ain't gonna take my Jesus. I'm gonna tell you right now, the walls will not cry out for me. The walls will not speak for me. The walls, I refuse to let the blood of Aubrey talk by itself. I refuse to let the blood of George Floyd talk by itself. I refuse to let the blood of Trayvon Martin talk by itself. I refuse to let the blood of Breonna talk by itself. Hey, I can't breathe, but I can praise him. I can't breathe, but I can worship him. I can't breathe, but I still love him. Hey, walls, you ain't gotta talk for me. Sidewalks, you ain't gotta talk for me. Burning buildings, you ain't gotta talk for me. I shall serve my God, even with your knee on my neck. I praise him in the morning. I praise him at night. I praise him in the noonday. I praise him. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I can be on that wall, but since I'm not, I'm gonna open up my mouth and give out And KKK, I shout down the alt-right. I shout down Donald Trump. I shout down silent white and black preachers. I shout down Facebook trolls. I shout down crooked police officers. You know why? Cause when the praises go up, his blessings come down. Walls, you ain't got a crown for me. Wendy's, you ain't got a crown for me. Burning police stations, you ain't got a crown for me. Oh, come on, somebody. All you gotta do is get in your prayer closet and praise him. And after he tell you what to do, get off your blessed assurance and do something. Oh, my shoulder mad at me, but I can't help it right now. My shoulder mad at me, but I can't do nothing but shout. Can somebody tell me, I don't want the coronavirus. I don't want leprosy, because I believe it all starts in the lungs. And if I could just shout, I don't know if you remember this, Brother Stefan, but the day you was born, the doctor grabbed you by your 2 feet and smacked you on your backside. And the reason he did that was so you could scream and shout all of the fluids out of your body so you can be cleansed. Can I talk to my black people? Can I talk to my white people? Can I talk to my Hispanic people? If you mad right now and you can just find within yourself and give out a sacrificial praise and just scream and say hallelujah, get out so you can breathe. Get the shout out so you can walk in power. Get the shout out so you can be free. Get the shout out so you can be liberated. Get the shout out so you can walk in your anointing. Get the shout out so you can break the chains of oppression. Get the shout out so you can break racism. Get the shout out. Hey! Your knee can't stop my shout. Your knee can't stop my praise. Your knee can't stop me loving my God. Your knee can't stop my prosperity. And even though you took one of our lives to be absent from the body, is to be present with God. Hey! You can't kill me. You know, you can't kill me. Even if you kill me for what I say, I'm going to be born again. Until you get to the point where you ain't afraid to die, you can't live. My vision is to have a diverse church. That's the vision I'm working on. I wrote it in my strategic plan. So I don't want to scare nobody that's coming that don't look like me. But the truth is the truth. And although Moses hung around the Egyptians, he knew he was an Israelite. And he knew he had to liberate his people. I love white people. I love black people. I love cops, the ones that's good. I love black people that's good. I love black people who not good. I love white people not good, but that don't mean I gotta like everybody. God said I gotta love you, but I ain't gotta like you. That's my vision. So just re-listen to this sermon so you can really hear the cry. Because I ain't going to let no walls cry out for me.
Even if they burn the building, it'll be because my mouth shut. The walls will cry out. Jesus said, if you don't worship me, the rocks will cry out. And see, if you really worship God and you really shout for God, you can't be silent with all this. Because he makes you an agent of change. If walls could talk, that would be good, but they can't. I mean, they still talking in that silence. This guy, I can't remember his name, but I remember his face. Dave Chappelle addressed that in his special. How the NRA protects everybody when they have a right to bear arms, and they shot him and somebody else. That they was trying to show them that they had their concealed weapons permit, and they shot him. What was the NRA? If it was Brother Bob, I'm sure they would have said something. I'm just saying. I'm calling out black people. I'm calling out white people. I'm especially calling out black, white, and whoever is clergy. You're supposed to be the head and not the tail. Above and not beneath. The lender, not the borrower. But you waiting to see what the temperature is before you speak. Be the thermostat. A guy tweeted, this dude, McVay or whatever. I hate I even said his name because I just gave him some props right there. He be trolling me. I just block him. I ain't got time to be listening to this. What you do, what you do. Some white dude that's deranged and probably special ed or something. And seriously, I mean, because he always talk about how white I am and don't even know me. But you got to start blocking that stuff out. And blocking them, period. Like, why you keep listening to people on your page that's always tearing you down? Block them. Because right now in this season, you got to be so focused on God. Do you realize we're in the midst of a pandemic and at the cusp of a racial problem? I mean, it's already been a racial problem, but I'm trying not to say a strong word, you know? I mean, we're almost at a war. And see, God would not be mocked. And we say we a nation founded on Christian principles, yet you can't pray in school. We have our money in God we trust. But do we really trust him? If we really called ourselves Christians, if we really say all men are created equal, if we really go by Christian principles, we wouldn't have the problems that we have right now. This is what I want to say, and I know I'm preaching longer than y'all. I know y'all hot. Please, if y'all get them some water. Don't let the rocks cry out. Make sure you worship God in spirit and in truth so you can walk in boldness and power. My arm is numb. I know I got to go ice it up. But at the end of the day, my thing is I can't let this season go by without trying to bring hope. Now, some people may say there's one hope. God had to stir the pot up. Because we got to understand, you got to hear that this is what's going on in Black America. Black America is tired. Black America is at unrest. The gun law is probably going to get changed pretty soon because black people are going to go start buying guns like white people do. Then they're going to have gun reform like they did when the Black Panthers stormed, you know, the state capitol. You understand? But this is what I'm saying. I don't want it to come to that. So these dialogues need to happen. Christians need to be real Christians and talk. And we as pastors got to be able to calm this down. You got to be able to calm this down, but you got to be able to speak to it and address it. I thank Reverend Shepley for preaching for me last week and talk about racism. I think it's because sometimes it don't sound as when a white person say it. But it's good when you have white brothers and sisters that are stand up for you. So we thank him, and I thank Reverend Hatter, and I thank Chief Drew, and I thank all the different white people that was on the panel, Brother Thompson. I thank the deacon from First Baptist Newport News. I thank him so much. I talk to him all the time. His name just passed, Richard Young. I thank him. I thank that because you can't do it by yourself.